This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Two back-to-back international meetings are being convened in Qatar this week to press Afghanistan's warring parties to resume peace negotiations and reach a deal before the Afghan conflict spirals out of control. The diplomatic effort comes amid dramatic battlefield advances by Taliban insurgents, even as the United States continues airstrikes in support of embattled Afghan government forces. It also follows last week's warning by the United Nations that, quote, the war in Afghanistan has entered a new, deadlier and more destructive phase. Diplomatic sources tell VOA that U.S. Special Representative for Afghanistan Zalmay Khalilzad and his counterparts from Russia, China, and Pakistan will meet in the Qatari capital, Doha, on Wednesday. That meeting will be preceded by a meeting on Tuesday of Afghanistan's immediate neighbors. Russia, the United Nations, and the United States have also been invited to Tuesday's meeting. The goal of both discussions will be to seek a possible common ground between the two Afghan adversaries at a time when the Taliban have started occupying provincial capitals, according to the Afghan Foreign Ministry. China reported on Monday more COVID-19 infections in its latest outbreak of the disease, while some cities added rounds of mass testing in the bid to stamp out locally transmitted infections. The highly infectious Delta variant has been detected in more than a dozen cities since July 20th. Officials have ordered local governments to keep close track of infections and close loopholes in efforts to control the transmission of the virus. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. People in France Monday now need to show a health pass showing full vaccination or negative COVID test to enjoy usually routine activities such as sipping a coffee in a cafe or traveling on an intercity train. It's a plan championed by President Emmanuel Macron to try and slow the spread of COVID-19 infections and encourage vaccination. The government is pressing ahead with the extension of an already existing health pass to cafes, restaurants, and inner-city travel, despite four weekends of angry protests that saw almost a quarter of a million people rally nationwide on Saturday. Macron hopes that the plan will help ramp up vaccinations to deal with a fourth wave of coronavirus in France, and a strategy like that of EU neighbors such as Italy and Germany. The U.S. Senate pushed a $1 trillion infrastructure package over two more procedural hurdles on Sunday night, with the final vote on the measure expected Tuesday. The votes show solid support for the spending deal that would help repair the country's deteriorating roads and bridges, expand broadband internet service, modernize rail and public transit systems, and replace dangerous lead pipe drinking water infrastructure. The legislation calls for the largest investment in decades toward U.S. physical infrastructure. The package is one of President Joe Biden's top legislative priorities, in part to show voters that the White House and Congress can agree on bipartisan efforts to benefit the country at a time when politically divided Washington lawmakers are stalemated on a number of other issues. Nagasaki, Japan, is marking the 76th anniversary of the U.S. atomic bombing of the city. In a speech at a memorial ceremony on Monday, Nagasaki Mayor Tomohisa Tao urged Japan's government to take the lead in creating a nuclear-free zone in Northeast Asia. Mayor Tao also singled out the United States and Russia, who have the world's biggest arsenals of nuclear weapons, to do more to reduce their nuclear stockpiles. At 11:02 a.m., the moment the United States dropped a plutonium bomb in 1945, Nagasaki survivors and other participants stood in a minute of silence at Nagasaki Peace Park to honor the more than 70,000 lives lost. A U.S. judge has allowed Norwegian Cruise Line to demand that passengers show written proof of coronavirus vaccination before they board a ship. This deals a major blow to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and his effort to ban vaccine passports. Florida is a major launch point for many cruise lines. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.